everybody. Thank you for coming back to listen to Beyond the Matrix, the program that dares you to think outside the box of convention. And I'm happy to be back with you in full energy, coming to you from the Azores Islands, where I'm spending a number of weeks, actually, getting out onto the ocean with my dolphin and whale pods. And I am concerned that there aren't as many as there were last year. And, of course, I did bring that to your attention when I did the little video, what will happen if the Gulf Stream dies. So the weather here is really freaky. It's absolutely abnormal, which is no news to anyone who lives on planet Earth. But I am concerned about the extraordinary reduction of mammals here. And I'm hoping and praying that it's just a fluke related to the weather. At any rate, I'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks when I have Hardy Jones back on, talking about the dolphin deaths in Peru. And but for today, I want to focus my attention on something that you all know I'm very concerned about. I've been talking about it for years, and I have had my guest on before to talk about it with me. He's been very generous to come back on at the last minute. And his name, if you don't know who I'm talking about, is Russell Altman. He is going to be talking today not only about Morgellons and the latest refusal of the CDC to acknowledge that it exists, even though millions of people suffer from it. So if you don't know about Morgellons, you need to listen to this program. And if you do, you'll also be hearing more information about MRSA and other afflictions that Russell's wonderful product, Nutrisilver, seems to be having a dramatic effect upon. So without any further ado, and so we can squeeze as much into the hour, I welcome you, Russell, my friend. Thank you for coming back on Beyond the Matrix.
Well, thank you, Patricia. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Thank you. I know you've got a lot to share with us. I've been following, I don't remember the last time you were on the show, but since then, of course, we've had this ridiculous confirmation, if you will, that Morgellons is, what do they call it, psychotic hysteria?
Yeah. There was no real surprises in the CDC report that came out a few months ago. They did a study in Oakland, California, at Kaiser Permanente Hospital that was partially funded by the CDC and partially funded by the United States Army. They took a group of people in a general area in San Francisco Bay Area because it's a hot spot for Morgellons. And they screened people, brought them into the study, and they conducted the study over a series of about 6 months. And they had teams of people from virtually every walk of medical life, if you will. They had dermatologists and psychiatrists, and they had epidemiologists, and they had all kinds of specialists that were conducting this investigation into Morgellons. The listener might be interested to know that what prompted this investigation were very strong-worded letters from U.S. senators and congressmen, among them then-Senator Barack Obama and then-Senator Hillary Clinton. Their constituents had been complaining for years about Morgellons and wanted the CDC to do their investigation. The CDC has said that they've had more inquiries and complaints about Morgellons than any other ailment in the history of their organization. And so they felt compelled, because of all the political pressure and people who are suffering, to conduct this investigation. Down through the years, most of the Morgellons sufferers that I've spoken to, and that's in the thousands, have really put a lot of hope and prayer into the CDC discovering the underlying cause of Morgellons and indicate the further research so that they can find the root cause and begin to discover some way of getting rid of this infection. No surprises in the results, Patricia. The results in lay terms is more gallons does not exist. It's a psychological issue. The diagnosis is delusions of parasitosis, meaning
right.
that you are crazy and you think you have critters running around on your body or in your body.
There's anything crazy about that.
Well, I mean, if you really stop and consider it, it is pretty crazy if you think about it. But I've got to tell you that there have been many, many times when I have videoed critters coming out of human bodies. And the last time I checked, you can't videotape a delusion.
Right. All right, listen, Russell, let's go back a minute, and just in case anyone who's listening doesn't even know what Morgellons is, let's quickly recount what we've talked about before. What are we talking about with Morgellons? And then we will also be talking about other diseases today as well. But let's get to a concise explanation of what Morgellons is for starters.
Well, I really wish there was a concise one. The Morgellons Research Foundation, which took itself out of business when the CDC report came out, had identified 93 symptoms related to this affliction. And not everyone gets them, but the symptoms are pretty horrific. The person with Morgellons feels as though there are critters all over their bodies biting and scratching them all day long, all night long, relentlessly. We have one of the other symptoms that's really well known is multicolor fibers growing out of human flesh. And
right.
After 5.5 years of working with Morgellons sufferers, these fibers not only come out of the lesions, which we haven't talked about yet, but they come out of what appears to be normal, healthy flesh. And speaking with many people, they've actually talked about these fibers coming out of their bodies, moving around visibly, retracting themselves back into the body, and then reappearing in other locations. I hope your listeners are open-minded about this, because this really does sound bizarre, and yet we videotaped this.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that you videotaped, you've shown, your website is Nutrisilver.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I recall that you, I think it was you who showed an image of some of these fibers and identified a little camera on the head of one of these fibers. Was that you?
Well, I know about it. That that research actually came from Dr. Hildegard Staninger in Los Angeles, who's a industrial toxicologist. And when that microscopic photograph came out of the fiber that you're referring to, it was called Golden Head. It was a blue fiber where the end of the fiber was golden, and at the very tip of that fiber was a little tiny, very visible, red dot. And when this was shown to Dr. Staninger, she proclaimed immediately that it was a video camera. And I thought, well, this is pretty bizarre. How do video cameras get on fibers growing out of people? Dr. Staninger told me that she knew that it was a video camera because she had personally done work on that camera when she worked for Fujifilm. And so I don't know. It sounds a little far-fetched to me, but, I mean, at the end of the day, what it really comes down to, Patricia, is people that have Morgellons suffer horribly. And there doesn't seem to be any way out. When they go to doctors, they're almost always told that they have delusions of parasitosis, and they're offered psychotropic drugs.
Of course.
To help them with that. What's interesting is I've spoken with many dozens of people who've been through that, and they've been incarcerated and forced to take these drugs, and it hasn't helped them in any way. So,
wow.
You know, this is just what happened 35 years ago when people first started showing up with AIDS. You know,
that's
it's not
right.
in the book. You must be nuts. Here, take some drugs. And that's the way they're treating Morgellons sufferers now.
Yes, I know. Let's talk about the alien. You know, I know that you want to stick to the nothing, let's say, hypotheses about where this is emanating from, but I know the listeners are asking themselves, what is causing this? Where is it coming from? And there are so many concepts. One, of course, is this is some sort of nano alien technology. And another is that it's that, and also it's coming to us from the chemtrail phenomenon. And would you be willing to speak to that at all as far as what you, not necessarily what you believe, but the different theories that are out there about what is bringing in this
polyutherine? I'm happy to have that discussion with you, Patricia. There's many, many theories around where did this come from, who did it, why did they do it, what's the end game? And nobody really knows for sure, except perhaps the people who created it. The theory of nanotechnology came from Dr. Staninger. I had a professional relationship with her 5 years ago, where she was negotiating with us to distribute Nutrisilver. There's people out there that think this is from genetically modified organisms, GMOs. It's in our food supply. There are people out there that believe that this is in chemical trails or chemtrails. It's an interesting theory. I am personally a pilot and know quite a bit about contrails or condensation trails. And when a jet aircraft flies through the air, what comes out of the exhaust is 99.7% water moisture, vapor. And
right.
So
that's,
if you can imagine a jet moving through the sky with an extended vapor trail behind it, as it moves from left to right, the vapor trail moves with it and disappears as the jet continues because the moisture in the exhaust dissipates into the atmosphere. Well, now contrails are condensation, they're water. Chemtrails are chemical trails where they're literally spraying us with barium, aluminum, organic fibers, viruses, that sort of thing. I think it's worth mentioning, Patricia, that there's a, in my mind, a well-respected scientist named Clifford Cornicombe at the Cornicombe Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And for the listeners, they can go to cornicombe.com. And he's done some very, very extensive research into chemtrails and Morgellons, and he's absolutely convinced that they're connected. He's an independent researcher. He's totally disinterested in money. He just wants to get to the truth. And
yeah, he's been out there a long time talking truth for us. He's truly a courageous researcher, and let's call him a spirit warrior.
And I should tell you that Nutrisilver wholeheartedly supports Clifford Cornicombe and his efforts. I think that that he's doing a tremendous job, and I hope he's just left alone to do it.
Yeah. So let's talk quickly about Nutrisilver, and then at the end of the show we'll talk about it again. Nutrisilver seems to be, unless there are no news, it seems to be really the only powerful treatment for people suffering from Morgellons. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of how it works, and what are your up-to-date results of work with Nutrisilver for the Morgellon sufferers?
Well, that's actually how we started our business. We discovered quite by accident that when you give someone with Morgellons Nutrisilver orally, generally, within 3 to 4 weeks, the majority, if not all, of their symptoms are gone. And then the person is then encouraged to go back and live the rest of their life normally. You've asked the question, how does it work? Well, I sure wish I knew. We just know that it does. See, people don't even know what Morgellons is. You know, we talk to some of the world's leading scientists, and you ask them, what is this? Is this a bacteria, a virus, a fungus, something new? Is this a combination? And the answer we get from all of them, we don't know. So
the answer
to the question, how does Nutrisilver eliminate Morgellons? The answer is, we don't know.
Well, the last time I spoke to you, you said you didn't think that it eliminated Morgellons. It just held it at bay. Has there been a change?
Well, you know, that's a really important question. For those listeners who are familiar with the product and have seen Connie's video, she was the first person to take Nutrisilver for Morgellons, and she was literally covered head to toe with lesions. And mm-hmm. she was a day away from suicide. That was 5.5 years ago. Within 5 weeks of taking Nutrisilver, Connie declared herself symptom-free. And she went on what's called a maintenance dose, which, if memory serves, was 15 drops twice a day. And that was enough to hold the symptoms at bay. And then I lost track of Connie. Well, I ran into her at Christmas time and tried to have a discussion with her about Morgellons. And she said to me, "Russell, I'm not having that discussion with you. It's not part of my life. I don't think about it anymore. I haven't taken Nutrisilver for a couple of years, and I have no symptoms." So it's an important question that you asked, Patricia, very important. And the answer is we're not really sure. For Connie, it actually cured her. As far as she knows, she doesn't have it anymore. But I'm not a doctor, and nobody knows much about Morgellons anyway. The important thing is that Connie is back to work. She's hugging her grandkids. She's back doing normal life things, and life is good for her. That's a far cry from I'm killing myself tomorrow.
I'd like to just update the audience that Connie is a person that you treated. She was in such bad shape. As I recall, she overdosed. She didn't overdose, but she took way more than she was supposed to.
Yeah, and, she did a purge. She did
they just started, these worms, or whatever you want to call them, just started pouring out. Is that correct?
Yeah. It wasn't particularly worms. These were little critters with legs that moved, and we saw thousands of them coming out of her face. I mean, it was pretty frightening.
So it's not just these tubes. There are also actually little, some critter, you call them critters, but...
Yeah, I don't know what else to call them.
Are they bugs?
Well, they're little tiny things that move around. I mean, some of them are translucent. I'm sure there's many of them that I can't see at all. But the ones that I can see are literally critters. And, you know, when she took very large doses of Nutrisilver, these things just started pouring out of her body. And it was pretty painful for her. We've since had many people do the purge, and some people have had the same result. Some people have had the same result without the pain. And some people have done the purge with no result at all. So, I mean, there's no logic here behind Morgellons. It's an insidious, progressive, systemic disease that steals people's lives. And when they call and they tell us that they're going to kill themselves, it's not what they want. They don't want to die. They want the suffering to end. And so we've been averaging 2 to 3 suicide preventions a week.
Wow.
With Morgellons sufferers for over 5 years. And the gist of those efforts is simply to help the individual distinguish between you really don't want to die, what you really want is for the suffering to end. And if we can make that distinction, we have a really, really good chance of bringing that person back to great health.
So tell us a little bit about Nutrisilver. Is it obviously it's a form of colloidal silver, probably the most potent colloidal silver that exists. That's an uneducated, obviously an uneducated description of your product. Can you tell us more about comparing this to colloidal silver and how it works?
Yeah, sure, be happy to. For the listeners out there, if you go to a health food store and buy colloidal silver, what you're buying is called ionic silver, and the process is simple. They take electricity, run it through a silver wire and distilled water. And what happens is it throws silver ions into the water. There's no real metallic silver in the water, but there's just ions. It's an electrical thing. And most store-bought colloidal silvers are between 2 and 20 parts per million. And quite frankly, if you've got a cold or a flu or a sore throat, that product is going to be fine. You know, you can go to any health food store and pick one up, and it's going to serve you well. NutriSilver is significantly different. It is made from real silver from the earth. The manufacturing process is we've taken real silver and reduced it into the low nano range. And for the layperson, probably the way to visualize this, 1/1,000,000,000th the diameter of a human hair. I mean, we're talking down at the atomic level. These particles are so tiny, there's no place in the body they can't go. And the, so you've got your store-bought colloidal silvers, which are 2 to 20 parts per million. NutriSilver is 3,600 parts per million, and it's a metallic colloidal silver, meaning we use real silver, not ions. And so there's a huge difference. So if you're chasing a minor ailment, then go to the health food store. That's fine. But if you've got something serious that you're going after, like Morgellons or MRSA or Candida or Lyme disease, if you're going after serious stuff, this is the product you really want to use. So, Patricia, did you want me to go into any detail at all as to how it actually works?
Well, yeah. I mean, we know that the effect of a colloidal silver is that it inhibits, as far as I understand, a virus or bacteria from growing any further. But technically, I'm not a technician, so
Actually close. You're close. The way an antibiotic works is it switches off a bacteria's ability to reproduce. And it only works on bacteria. So if you have strep throat, the life cycle of strep throat is 2 weeks. So you're going to take an antibiotic, you're going to have lab tests, you're going to see a doctor, you're going to spend $250, and you're going to suffer for 2 weeks. NutriSilver is completely different. It doesn't work that way. It is effective on not just bacteria, but all primitive life forms that require oxygen. That includes bacteria, virus, fungus, and single-cell parasites. And the way the silver works is when it comes into proximity to one of those pathogens, there's a slight positive electrical discharge into that pathogen, and that discharge actually paralyzes the pathogen's ability to metabolize oxygen. So it suffocates and dies in 5 minutes or less. So if I may, I'd like to give you an example. A couple of years ago, we did FDA-certified independent lab tests on one of the biggest health issues on the planet right now, which is MRSA. MRSA stands for Methicillin-Resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And all it is a staph infection that has mutated to the point where it just doesn't care about antibiotics anymore. So if someone has MRSA, the first line of defense is methicillin, and that generally doesn't work. The last line of defense is vancomycin. So now we have VRSA, V-R-S-A. And if VRSA, if vancomycin doesn't work on the MRSA, then you're probably going to die. Well, we took 1.3 billion cells of MRSA at an FDA-certified independent lab, and we put a half a drop of NutriSilver in the Petri dish with that 1.3 billion cells of MRSA. And what happened was absolutely astonishing. The scientists went nuts when they saw the results. In 60 seconds, NutriSilver killed 99.9999% of the 1.3 billion cells of MRSA. It just literally decimated the entire colony in 1 minute.
Wow.
And so, as we continue to do lab tests, and we've tested Lyme, MRSA, E. coli, Salmonella, cholera, Pseudomonas, all the major pathogens, the bacteria, virus, and fungal infections, and we have failed to find one that we couldn't kill very quickly and very thoroughly. We can't find one. And we keep testing, but we can't find pathogens that we just can't kill. So for the listener, you know, if you're just concerned about a sore throat or a cold, then get down to the store and get some, you know, low PPM oil silver. But if you've got something serious going on in your life and you really, really need an alternative to antibiotics, this is the way to go. By the way, just for your listeners, here's a trick question for you, Patricia. What is the technical name for antibiotic?
You're asking the wrong girl.
The technical name is mycotoxin. It's a fungal infection that is specifically here to switch off bacteria's ability to reproduce. That's all it is. It's a toxin. And the problem with antibiotics is not only are they becoming ineffective to these new superbugs, but when someone takes it orally, it completely decimated the good gut flora that exists in the large intestine. Completely wipes everything out. And for those listeners who aren't familiar, that gut flora in your large bowel is 80% of your immune system. So here you are sick, you take antibiotics, and what have you done? You've wiped out your immune system. But that's what we do. NutriSilver works completely different. It wipes out the pathogen so that the immune system grows and becomes stronger and more efficient. And it doesn't just go after bacteria. It'll go find viruses and fungus. You can't
believe
the stories that we hear.
Let me interject a question. You said that it denies the bacteria or fungus or virus oxygen. So what does that say to the cell itself that needs oxygen as well?
Well, colloidal silver and NutriSilver has absolutely no effect on human cells. None.
How is it possible? I've heard this over and over again, and I can't get my head around how it is able to deny oxygen to a pathogen and still oxygenate the cells.
Well, the pathogens are what are known as ancient life forms. They've been around long before we have. And so
yes.
The silver is highly effective on ancient life forms, but it has no effect on human cells at all. We've spent a fortune on what's called cytotoxicity tests. We've done it through five different labs, none the least of which was the Pasteur Institute in France. And what we did was we tested NutriSilver with mammals. And normally when you do toxicity tests with mammals, the expectation is that the animal is going to decline in their activity levels, in their weight, in their movement, in their general behavior. So that's the expectation. And that's how they test for toxicity levels in lab tests. Well, when they did the cytotoxicity test for NutriSilver at the labs, the animals actually thrived. Their activity levels dramatically increased, their weight increased, and they were just generally more active. So the demonstration here is pretty simple. There's zero toxicity to human cells.
How does this compare to the equally phenomenal product, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, that Jim Humble has been working with in so many diseases as well, particularly malaria?
Well, I have nothing but great things to say about Jim Humble. He and I have been personal friends for 7 or 8 years now, and I have supported him in many different ways, none the least of which is financial. MMS is a phenomenal product.
It is.
Jim started with malaria, and in Malawi, Africa, he has 75,000 documented cases of curing malaria very, very quickly. And these cases were people who were in stage four. They were within 2 hours of death.
Yes, I had him on my show. He talked about giving them a dose of MMS. These are people who were on the floor dying, and then 4 hours later, another dose, and then 4 hours later, them getting up and walking home.
Yeah, exactly. And we had similar results in Haiti. I don't know if you remember when Haiti had their earthquake, but it was followed by a cholera outbreak.
Yes.
I had one of my associates go to Haiti with 5,000 bottles of Nutrisilver. And the stories he came back with were pretty horrific. The people laying on the ground in their own vomit and diarrhea dying on the street. And he'd walk by and squirt some Nutrisilver in their mouth, and he'd come back a few hours later and they'd be gone.
You mean gone dead or gone hiking?
Gone. They got up and walked away.
Wow, that's amazing.
But you know, just to finish your question about MMS, Jim and I have had very long discussions about MMS and Morgellon. And we don't know why, but Jim and I have agreed that MMS has no effect on Morgellon.
Hmm.
We don't know why. I mean, the answer to that question is just as elusive as why does Nutrisilver work for Morgellons? We don't know the answer to that either. But at the end of the day, if you're suffering from Morgellons and this stuff will eliminate your suffering, do you care why it works or how it works? No. You just care that it does work.
No, you don't care. But, of course, the next question comes along, and that is, how are you getting away with putting this? Like, we know that Jim Humble is being harassed and finding ways to get around the CDC and the FDA. And
well,
my question,
Jim Humble will never, ever come back to the U.S. He's never going to be welcome here because he's made medical claims. Whether they're true or not doesn't matter. To the federal government doesn't really matter. Jim won't be coming back. And the question you've asked me is, how do we get around it? We don't. We try to be very careful about the words that we use on our website. We've been in discussions with the FDA. They did object, I guess it's been a year and a half ago, to some of the language on our site. We went back and changed the language. I have an FDA attorney who's also a medical doctor working with me. So we're doing everything that we can to stay on the correct side of the law and avoid intervention from the government. But what would they be intervening from? There's never been one case in 4,000 years of human use of colloidal silver where anyone's ever been harmed.
We also offer a 60-day money-back guarantee.
So there's no risk to the consumer. Can't harm you. And if you're not happy with the result, just get a refund.
Right. But Russell, the point obviously is that there would seem to be a concerted effort to keep people unwell. Not that they're worried about people being harmed by it, but rather that they're concerned about being well from it, if you get my drift.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that. You know, when we can eliminate strep throat for under a penny in under 45 minutes, as opposed to $250 the traditional way and 2 weeks of suffering, of course they don't want us out there. This is not going to be good for pharmaceutical companies to compete. How can you compete? Half a penny versus $250?
So how do you get around this? Are you selling the silver as a water purification product?
Yeah, we still do that. We sell it as a water purification product. You can use it to wash fruits and vegetables and extend the shelf life of those. And people take it as part of their daily routine, just like they would multiple vitamins.
Okay, so it can be used as a preventative as well as a curative substance.
Yeah, of course, we can't say that, but yes.
Right. I can't say on this program. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right, tell us a little bit more, please, about the Lyme disease epidemic and what you know about that.
Lyme is right up there with Morgellons. It's a horrific disease, and it literally spills lives. If you are infected with Lyme and you catch it early, within the first 3 months, then a simple antibiotic and you're done. It's over, right? But that's not how it works. only one out of three people who gets infected by a tick bite gets a bullseye rash. Most people don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
Well, if you get bitten by a tick that has Lyme disease, you will get a bullseye rash, concentric red circles around the bite mark that will last 4 or 5 days, and then it goes away. And that is absolutely indicative that you've been infected with Lyme disease. Unfortunately, two out of three people who are bit don't get the bullseye rash, but those that do don't know what it is, and since it goes away, they just forget about it. And then 2 or 3 years later, symptoms start showing up. They're then diagnosed with Lyme disease, and now antibiotics don't work. That's because the Borrelia bacteria has been able to bore deeply into the body to places where antibiotics can't go.
So what are the symptoms of the disease? I don't know very much about Lyme disease. Living in Europe, it's not as prevalent as it is in the States.
Actually, it's becoming more and more prevalent in Europe. We're seeing more and more cases of Lyme disease, especially in Northern Europe, where climates are similar to Connecticut in the U.S. My closest personal friend, his 29-year-old son, is dying from Lyme disease. And he's been to most of the major Lyme disease doctors in the country, and they've all thrown in the towel. Too late. There's nothing we can do. We don't have any tools, blah, blah, blah. Well, finally, after 6 months of hammering on this fella, his dad got him to get some silver. And because he'd been infected for so long, after 60 days of high doses of Nutrisilver, nothing happened. There was no result. We were all discouraged. And I begged him, please, let's just go another 30 days. Let's just see what happens. We've got nothing to lose. So we did that. In the next 30 days, 40% of his symptoms were gone. And here's a guy who couldn't even put his clothes on and go outside. He was in so much pain. And now he's outside gardening.
What are the symptoms?
Of Lyme disease?
Yeah.
Very, very similar to Morgellons. The cognitive issues are almost identical. Brain fog, chronic fatigue, severe depression, mood swings, lethargy, that sort of thing, and a general wasting of the body. Most people with Lyme disease start losing weight, and they lose weight, and they lose weight, and it's deadly. It'll kill you.
Sounds like you've just described mercury poisoning.
Isn't it interesting how most of these things sound similar?
Yeah, which is one of the reasons why people don't so often don't get the right cure. They just don't know what's wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, that's an obvious
observation. Doctors pretend like they know, but they don't.
What would happen then, if you used both MMS and this? Are they exclusive of each other? I mean, let's suggest that somebody's got something really horrific.
Even
cancer, I'd like to know what you have to say about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Patricia. First thing I want your listeners to know is under no circumstances are you ever to combine colloidal silver with any other mineral.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a serious no-no. Tap water, for example, is laden with minerals. Normally, that's good. You need minerals. But we don't need minerals to combine with Nutrisilver. So when you're taking the Nutrisilver, drink tons of non-tap water, filtered water, bottled water, distilled water. Okay.
But bottled water has minerals in it.
Actually, it doesn't. It's run through a carbon filter. Most bottled water is nothing more than municipal water run through a carbon filter, and it's very effective at removing minerals. But back to your question, there's nothing wrong with taking MMS and Nutrisilver. You just want to do it at least 2 hours apart.
Okay.
Because you do not want to combine colloidal silver with sodium or chloride, which is MMS.
Right.
Because now you've created something else. It's not colloidal silver. It's now considered a silver compound, and it can be toxic.
Well, in that case, it would be better just to start to work with either one of the products, but not both simultaneously.
Yeah, it depends on what you're chasing. You know, we have not found something, an infection, that we couldn't get rid of pretty quickly.
What about cancer?
Well, that's a different question. I mean, right back at you, Patricia, what is cancer? The answer is, I don't know. Well, we spent trillions of dollars on cancer research, and you ask the question, what is cancer? And the answer is, we don't know. So, I mean, I don't know if Nutrisilver has any effect on cancer, because I don't know what cancer is. I know it has an effect on Morgellons, and I don't know what Morgellons is either. But, you know, I'm not gonna say that Nutrisilver is effective for cancer. The honest answer is we just don't know.
All right. So where do you go from here in your research? Are you doing the kind of research that will allow for FDA approval?
Well, there is no FDA approval. Nutrisilver is a natural mineral, and the FDA only has authority over drugs and food. The Deshaies Act of 1998 categorized nutritional supplements as outside the reach of the FDA unless the nutritional supplement is making medical claims. Then they have authority. But they have no authority over silver, and they have no authority over water. And that's, in essence, what Nutrisilver is. So there will never be FDA approval. They don't have the authority to approve or disapprove.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective. All right, hold on a minute. I'm going to open this up for calls. People,
okay. You
have a real opportunity here to talk to an expert on this subject and answer any questions you've got. So if you'd like to talk or ask a question to my guest, Russell Altman, we have the toll-free line is 888-627-6008, and that's in the USA and Canada. Or you can call in on an open line, a regular line, if you're not in USA or Canada, which is 530-327-7602. So if you'd like to know about your own, any ailment you've got specifically, or any question you've got about this product, Nutrisilver, now's the time. We've got about 15 more minutes where you can call in and talk to Russell and ask him your questions. Sorry, Russell, for that interruption, but I wanted to give people the chance to speak with you. So where do we go from here? What do you see on the horizon as far as your work is concerned?
Well, we're actually taking Nutrisilver to a different level. We're going to be coming out in the next 60 days with a new product. It's a spray bottle with a much lower PPM that the general public can use around the house. And you know, when we stop and ask ourselves, what can you use this for? You know, that's a 5-day discussion. I mean, any place in your home that you want to get rid of a bacteria, virus, or fungus, that's where you use this. So, for example, mothers love this. Their baby has a diaper rash, which is a fungal infection. One or two little sprays, and within a day, that's gone. Athlete's foot. Gone in 2 or 3 days.
Jockeys,
yeast infections. People use this product as deodorants. People will use it in their shampoo to get rid of dandruff, because dandruff is nothing more than bacteria causing the skin to flake.
So what's the difference between the spray product and the regular product?
The regular product is 3,600 ppm. You don't need that high a concentration of silver, so the new product is going to be 30 ppm.
I see. So it's closer to the quality of a colloidal silver.
Yes, except this isn't ionic. It's metallic. Huge difference.
Right.
Huge difference.
You spoke about something that interests me that I want to go back to. You also talked about candida, and certainly this is a huge problem for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, Patricia. If you've ever taken antibiotics, even once, you have candida. Candida albicans is a yeast entity that grows normally inside of all humans. It's actually required to be there. But when you take an antibiotic that completely decimates your lower bowel gut flora, candida is the first good guy to grow back. And when it grows back aggressively and takes over your intestine. and then now you have a yeast infection. When it becomes bloodborne, it goes to the brain. And older people simply chalk up, well, I'm just getting older. That's why I can't remember as well. I can't think as clearly. I can't see as well as I used to, and those sorts of things. So then people take the Nutrisilver for whatever reason, and they call up, and almost everybody in 10 to 14 days, I can't believe this. My mental abilities are just tremendously better. My energy level is way up. Well, why is that? Well, it's because the silver got in your blood. It went through the blood-brain barrier, and it killed the candida infection in your brain.
And okay, so, but here's a question. If it is the good bacteria growing back, even though it grows out of control, killing it all is not good either. So how does the body know how much needs to be killed off and how much to retain? I mean, this sounds very ambiguous to me.
Well, that's a great question. And the body's very good at returning itself to balance. It's antibiotics and artificial things that take the body out of balance. And so somebody has candida, they take the Nutrisilver, they kill off a candida infection, and now they're wide awake and alert like they were when they were 20 or 30 years younger. I mean, we hear this all the time. I have medical doctors who are distributors of Nutrisilver, and they all say, well, you know, I don't need this stuff. You know, I feel fine. Well, to be a distributor, you have to be a customer, so we make them take it. And when they take it, they all call back and say, I can't believe this. I feel so much better when I thought I was feeling terrific when I started. Candida is a horrific, it's a systemic infection. And it steals lives, too. And, you know, in days gone by before antibiotics, candida was not an issue. But we've got diaper rash, we've got vaginal yeast infections, we've got brain fog and chronic fatigue, and some people say fibromyalgia in there with it.
Terrible skin infections as well.
Oh, yeah, that's the other purpose of the spray, is you can now put it directly on your skin.
That sounds wonderful.
This works for bee stings, poison ivy, poison oak, sunburn.
Okay, hold on. I need to interrupt you because we've got a caller, Sandy, on line 3. Hi, Sandy. Are you still with us?
Hi, Patricia. Yes, this is Sandy from New York calling.
Thank you for calling in, Sandy. Have you got a question for Russell?
I do, and I first want to thank you so much for bringing up the topic of Lyme disease. This is something I've suffered from for almost 2 decades, and I wanted to know if is it Nutrisilver? Did he say 90 days is enough to treat a long-term persistent Lyme?
Well, Sandy, first of all, thank you for your question. I'm so sorry to hear that you've been suffering with Lyme disease. I know how horrible that can be for you. Most people who have had Lyme disease that long, antibiotics aren't going to really do much of anything. They're not going to help. You probably know that already. But we've had people with Lyme disease 20, 30 years, and because you've had it so long, it's going to take a bit longer for the Nutrisilver to kick in for you to start feeling better. Because you've been infected a long, long time. My guess is that within 60 to 90 days of using the product, you will start seeing dramatic results.
Wow.
Okay, and how can she get in touch with you? We've got another caller on another line. So how can she get her Nutrisilver? Just going to your website?
She can go to Nutrisilver.com, or she can call our toll-free number during normal business hours, which is 888-240-2326. And if you wish to speak with me, on option number 2. I handle a customer service with the company.
Okay, great. That's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy. Nice. Please do it.
I will.
All right. Love you.
Okay. You too.
Okay, we have Bruce on line 4. Bruce, are you there with us? Hi, Bruce. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
Couple of questions for your guest. You had mentioned before that no one's ever had any adverse reactions from NutriSilver. I'm just wondering, if you Google, you know, soap colloidal silver, one of the things you come up with is all these accounts of people turning blue. Is that something that's been experienced by any of your customers?
Well, that's a terrific question. Thank you for asking that. The U.S. government estimates that approximately 10 million Americans take colloidal silver in the U.S. daily. So that's an arguable number, but let's just pretend it's true. And for math purposes, let's just pretend that the population of the United States is 300 million. So what that means is one out of 30 people in this country take colloidal silver on a daily basis. So my question back to you is, in your entire lifetime, how many blue people have you met?
none so far.
None. And then we'll extend the question, of all the people that you know, how many of them have ever told you that they met a blue person?
Besides me, of course.
Unless they've seen aliens, probably none.
Probably none. So argyria is the condition that you're referring to. And it's typically, I can tell you this. In the very early 70s, every major manufacturer on the planet of colloidal silver went to nanosilver particles. Argyria is caused by large silver particles trapped under the skin. And when it's exposed to sunlight, just like photographic paper, it's going to turn dark, dark blue or black. And in the old days, maybe you're familiar with the expression the blue bloods, or born with a silver spoon. All of the royalty in Europe...
Birdwell has a whole book on that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, they all use silver utensils, and so when the plague struck, none of them died. Because the silver protected
them. I wonder what they knew then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't even know why they didn't die, but some of them turned blue. So, you know, the answer to your question specifically is no. You can't get argyria using our product. And there have been some very, very intense scientific studies. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says in order to get argyria, you must consume a minimum of 10 grams of silver during your lifetime.
Wow.
Well, in order to do that with my product, you would have to drink 16 bottles a day for 70 years, and you would be up to 5 grams.
That sounds reasonable. Okay, listen, Bruce, we've got about 3 more minutes. Would you like to ask that other question?
Yeah, just one question briefly. What's the shelf life of your NutriSilver?
Well, we're required by law to give a shelf life, but silver doesn't wear out. So the shelf life that we quote is 15 years.
Oh, perfect.
Wow, that's
well, I'm going to get some. So thank you.
Has a short shelf life.
Yeah. Well, silver is silver. I mean, if you got a silver ring, it doesn't wear out. It's still a silver ring 20 years from now.
Right, but colloidal silver is known to have a short shelf life. Shelf life. And
I'm not familiar with that one. I've never heard anyone say that colloidal silver has a short shelf life.
Yes, it does. All right. Well, that's something that we can discuss maybe again. Did you get your answers that you needed, Bruce?
I did. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you
for calling
in, Bruce.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Bruce. All righty. Well, that's something we'll investigate then. I have been aware of colloidal silver having no more than a one-year shelf life. So if yours has 15, that is already something very exciting. But I'll investigate that more and bring that out to the audience on my next show. So here we are already, Russell. You know, you are such a great guest. You really are. You're very clear.
Oh.
You're utterly knowledgeable. And very, very positive about what can be done to make the problems that we're facing resolvable. So I thank you for your great work.
And I want to thank you, too, for your show, Patricia. I know that your listeners will agree that you bring a lot of tremendous information and new information to the public. And, you know, we're very grateful for you and your efforts, too. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you for that, Russell. All righty. Please give people, again, the website is Easy peasy, NutriSilver.com. And by the way, the fact that you even are there to talk to people and help them through it, it's remarkable. If you could give, again, your toll-free number for people to call so that we can get them in touch with you.
Right. We offer free consultations, and so if your listeners just want to talk or if you just need a little love or support, our toll-free number is 888-240-2326, and then option number 2. I'm Russell Altman. I'm the owner of the company, and I really do care about you and your health.
You do, Russell. You're a truly a spiritual gift to the community. Are you? Last time I tried to get my NutriSilver, it got stopped in customs. Any hope that you've got distribution in Europe yet?
Well, we are shipping every day to Europe. I don't know why it wasn't able to get into your home country. We have shipped other products there as well, so I don't know what the problem was. But we are shipping on a daily basis to Europe.
Okay, that's good. Well, what I'll do is I'll have you ship it to another address. I'll be in England next month, and I'll have you ship it there for me. I really want the spray. When is that out?
Well, we're looking 60 days, about 60 days. They'll be coming out in a 2 and a 4 ounce bottle.
Everybody, you know how much I support MMS and Jim Humble, who has done great work, and also Russell. These are two amazing alternatives that we need to look at now. So my suggestion is start with a preventative treatment and get yourself cleared out of a lot of the bugs that are loitering. And whatever you choose to do, be aware that never has there been a time such as now. Well, maybe there was prehistory or back in the dark ages, but now with what's circulating, they've got super gonorrhea now that is not responding to any antibiotics anymore. Get yourself these products and take care of yourselves and your families and clean up your environment as best you can, without becoming germophobic, which is just not how you want to live. So with that thought in mind, I want to remind you that this is the Free Thought Zone, and I invite you to soar with the eagles and contemplate the magnificence of being alive. Being aware, being fearless to talk about the difficult things, and joyous to talk about the solutions. And with that, I leave you, and my dear Russell, keep doing your great work, Russell, and thank you for coming in at the last minute like that.
Well,
and everybody, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying happy to be of service, Patricia. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. You too, Russell. Okay, everybody, I got to run. This is Patricia Corey signing out. Nanu, nanu. Catch you in 2 weeks. I'll be having Hardy Jones of Blue Voice, and we're going to get to the bottom of the mystery of the dead whales and the dead dolphins and other sea beings in Peru. I thank you for tuning in. I send you love. I promise you, we are doing great work. Keep your spirits high and know that you are part of Gaia Rising. Bye-bye.